All right, and we are now joined by California native and our 2021 NASCAR Cup Series champion, Kyle Larson, driver of the number 5 Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet. If you have a question for Kyle, raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. Who would like to start us off?
Love it.
All right.
I'll go again. Justin Schuler, kicking the tires. I've asked the others that we've had in here kind of their initial thoughts from the car, because we've had it on the shortest track and the longest track. Obviously, two completely different scenarios here. We're kind of going into the more natural flow of things with the package that we're going to be running for the rest of the year. So do you have any expectations, or is it kind of like what Harvick and Briscoe have said, is where once the green flag waves, it's putting on the learner's hat and learning as much as you can as quick as you can?
Yeah, I don't know what to expect. I didn't have much experience in the car this off season, so was learning a lot when I got to the Clash and even Daytona, and I thought it was, you know, fairly similar feeling to the other cars. I mean, it has its little bits of differences, but those tracks are so unique that I don't think that we'll really get an idea of what the differences are and what stands out until we get out on track today. And really through this West Coast swing, I think is a good test for what we'll feel and be like throughout the rest of the year. So you have a 2 mile track this week, mile and a half next, and then, you know, a short track following that. So once we get through the West Coast swing, I think we'll have a good idea of the differences and you know, who's learning quickly and who's not.
Go ahead.
Cameron Richardson, the Rich Report. Kyle, I know Daytona is kind of the wild card factor, but just how important is it to get back on track and that put up good finishes just right after?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we had a DNF at Daytona, so need to come here and have a good run and you make up on the points that we lost out on there. So yeah, it's definitely an important weekend to go out there, qualify good, and race well tomorrow. So excited about it. I love this place and have had some good runs here in the past, so try and get another one tomorrow.
Let's go to Bob. Front.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. Do you have any clue if you're going to be able to run the high line here?
What's that?
Do you think you'll be able to run the high line here? Or do you have any idea with what's been put on the track and the grinding and everything?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think watching the little bit of Xfinity practice, it doesn't look way different. You guys are still moving around. The pace falls off a lot. So it doesn't seem too different. I haven't talked to anybody on if the grip feels different or whatnot, but with the resin anyways. And then, yeah, I mean, with the new car, I don't know if we'll be able to run the fence like we did before. I guarantee you Reddick will probably be the first one to try it. So we'll all keep an eye on him, and if he's making speed up there, then yeah, we'll try it. But I just feel like with the aerodynamics of this car, it might be a little tougher to, you know, pack air against it and go really fast. But hopefully our car is good enough we don't have to rely on that.
Questions for Kyle? Well, Kyle, as we wait for some additional questions to pop up, we are obviously here back in California, your home state, back on the West Coast. What does it mean to you to be here in front of a home state crowd?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, I feel like we're spending a lot of time out here in California to start the year, so that's good. It's just a fun place. I mean, it doesn't matter to me, I guess, that it's in California or not. I just love this racetrack and love coming here. I do feel like the West Coast fans, and I'm probably biased to it for sure, but I feel like the West Coast fans are the best. This infield is, to me, the best in the sport. Just a lot of fun throughout there, and everybody riding their bicycles around with their wheels lit up. You know, parties throughout different campsites and stuff. So they enjoy it, and you know, that helps us all enjoy it too. So, and then you get to go out there and compete on a really fun wore out racetrack. So yeah, love being out here. Southern California is a lot different, so it doesn't feel like home to me, like Northern California, but either way, you get to come out here and eat some good food and enjoy some great weather.
We'll go next to Steve Post.
Steve Post from MRN. Kyle, This week it was announced that you're promoting an event at Bulls Gap Speedway prior to Bristol. How did this come about? What's your goals, expectations? I know you've also taken over promotional reins at Silver Dollar Speedway here in California. How does this fit into the empire, if you will?
Well, it kind of came together late. And just through my relationship with Flo, Racing, I initially the idea of it started because, you know, I want to someday, somehow, bring back something similar to the Prelude to the Dream. So I got talking with Michael Rigsby about that, and then that kind of turned into, well, there's no your race at Bristol leading up to the Cup race like they had last year where a lot of the Cup guys and stuff went and ran. So then Bulls Gap kind of got thrown around, and, yeah, we ended up promoting, putting on that event. So should be a lot of fun. But for me, I just hope, you know, it builds or, you know, people pay attention to it. A lot of fans come out, experience a new style of racing that maybe they've never seen in person, because it's, you know, only 45 minutes or so from Bristol, and, you know, it's the night before we're on track there. So hopefully you drag a lot of fans there. But then in the future, I would love to get an event going like, you know, Tony and them at Eldora had with the Prelude. I think there's obviously a totally new generation of drivers out there, and I never got to compete in the Prelude of the Dream. It ended right as I got to NASCAR, so I would love to do that and love to bring it back someday. So to me, this is kind of the beginning of that, or moving towards that, and like I said, hopefully someday we can do it.
So we had a question back here with the Rich Report, then we'll go to Kathy, and then back up front to Bob.
Hey, Kyle, Brendan Martin, the Rich Report. I mean, you said it, you know, multiple times today that, you know, you really enjoy this track and you've had a lot of success here. But of course, you know, the potential of this track being converted to a half mile is still permeating. What are your thoughts on that potential? And if it were converted, would you miss the way the track is right now?
Yeah, I mean, I would miss it. I love this style of track and the way the surfaces wore out. But as much as I love these intermediate style tracks, I do think, and we saw at the Clash that, you know, short tracks is what, you know, makes this sport to me exciting. So, I'm for more short tracks. They don't suit me very well, but I still think for the, you know, betterment of the sport that we need more of them. I would like to see it. I know it's a big undertaking, and, you know, budgets and stuff I'm sure have changed since COVID. So, yeah, that may be why it hasn't happened to this point yet. But yeah, I think it would you get a lot of people even more excited about this event.
There you go.
Kathy Brown, Pitting Outside the Box. With the reintroduction of qualifying this year and a very condensed version of practice, last year it was a salad year for you. You were starting up front because you were finishing great. How are you going to take all this coming back this year with the very limited practice and qualifying coming back?
Yeah, I think it's it'll be interesting. You know, there's really no time to work on your car or all that, and you'll be trying, especially here in the early portions of the season. I don't know what to expect when I go to turn one at any of these racetracks until we get a few races in and all that. But yeah, I don't know. It's just it's a cool opportunity to get some track time and kind of shake the order of the starting lineup up a little bit. You know, last year we started up front a lot because we were up front in points and would run fast laps and finish up front, which was awesome. And I think our car was fast enough. We probably could have qualified on the pole as often as we earned the pole with the criteria that they had, but. Yeah, so at least we'll get some sort of competitiveness to try and go out there and help our weekends out. And especially, too, like for us, it last week at Daytona, having a bad race, we would have started in the 30s here. So, you know, now we have an opportunity to go out there and start on the pole, which is great. But, not a lot of track time to learn and really get an idea, but it should be fun.
Let's go to Bob and then Claire.
Get off your bone, Bob.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. What do you hope to get out of this 15 minutes of practice?
Just get comfortable with the car, really. Like I said, I don't think there's enough time to adjust on your car at all. And two, with the surface and how much or how quickly it wears your tires out, I think, you know, making two or three lap runs and coming in and trying to make an adjustment will, unless your car's way off, will only hurt you. So try and go out there and run as long as I can and just get familiar with things and just get comfortable. You haven't been here a couple of years. I haven't ran this car on a track like this. So just try and get comfortable and get confidence before qualifying.
Claire B. Langsiris, XM NASCAR Radio. I was talking to Chris Gabehart, Denny Hamlin's crew chief, about Chase Briscoe, et cetera, and the young drivers. And he said this is probably the hardest track for rookies or for young drivers. Do you agree with that? And do you think we'll see the veterans excelling here because it's just such a tough track for the young, talented drivers?
It's definitely a tough track, but, I mean, I think everybody's really talented. So, and Chase Briscoe, for instance, I feel like, you know, he does really well on tracks like this. So this place kind of reminds me of a dirt track just because of the seams and patches and little marks that you have to try to hit to get grip. So, I think there's that part where the veterans know those areas that, you know, allow their car to go a little bit faster. So, yeah, I mean, I think veterans will have the edge for a little while, but the young – like I said, everybody's talented, so they'll figure it out. And if your car's good, your car's good, and you'll go fast.
Any other questions for Kyle? All right, Kyle, thanks for joining us, and good luck this weekend.